You're meeting the chairman tonight for dinner, which is fantastic.
As long as he pays.
Well, I'm sure he won't. What, just asking you about where does that meet?
I'll tell him.
Yeah, you've got a footballing head on. He's got a financial head on. Where's the meeting place between those two?
You know, I think the important thing is that we try and work together. That's the big thing, is that he, you know, I understand where he's coming from and he understands where I'm coming from, and we try and get a balance and we try and hit a balance. I think it's important that we, you know, look at, you know, almost stop the train and take stock of what's going on over these past 3 or 4 months, and then see what we can do to make sure the journey, the second half of the journey, is as clear as we can make it and as comfortable as we can make it, because it can be tough. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of clubs out there who'll spend a lot of money, especially the ones who are fighting to stay in the Premiership, because the stakes are so high. And, you know, you just don't want to be left behind. You want to be improving all the time.
How do you persuade him then?
Get him a few drinks and just... No. Jeremy's very much his own man. I think you have to be very careful in the way you explain it and the way you go about it. But the most important thing is the football club. The most important thing is keeping this club in the Premiership. The most important thing is this club keeps moving forward. And if it's small steps, it's small steps. But as long as it's moving forward, that's the important thing.
I'm sure that's his dream as well, making sure they stay in. But for you, you've told us for the last year, you're ambitious. You want to take the club forward. So it ain't quite that meeting place, is it?
Well, yeah, but you never have that meeting place. You never, you know, if it was me, I'd be saying spend, let's get the best players in and you know, forget about everything else. You know, the chairman's, you know, he's got his financial head on and he's done a wonderful job in respect of the finances and the way he's put the club together. It's just finding that balance. And like I say, you get a bit older in the tooth and, you know, you accept that, or you accept certain things that maybe I wouldn't have accepted a few years ago.
You're trying to win games. That's difficult enough. But as well as that, you're trying to find players. You're trying to get players out the door. How difficult is that juggling act?
Well, this is most probably, you know, this month will most probably be the you know, as busy as any month that you work through as a manager. So, yeah, it's going to be, you know, you've got lots of games coming up. And you've got lots of speculation about players coming, going. And, you know, it's just important that you keep everything in place and in view. And like I said before, it's having a clear picture of where you want to go and making sure that that picture stays and you don't get pushed off the track.
If you stand still, you get left behind in the Premier League.
Very much so. And you mustn't do that.
Chelsea and Southampton to come. Does it change the way you have to view an FA Cup third round tie?
Well, I think it's disappointing that... the FA Cup, the third round and the fourth round are followed up by a 2 week, you know, a midweek game and then obviously Saturday game. So it's a three game week, which is always difficult for, you know, for clubs in the Premiership and obviously the Championship. And the priority is always, you know, financially, is to stay in the Premiership. I just find it really, really disappointing. I think the FA Cup is the greatest cup competition in the world. And I think it should be shown the respect of, and given the respect that it deserves. And that respect really is the opportunity for clubs to really, you know, go for it and not worry about that. You know, we've got to go to Chelsea and then we've got to go to Southampton. So we've got two really difficult away trips and long trips away for us. So you're looking at it and you're thinking, you know, can I afford to play the best team? Or what if I pick injuries up? I haven't got a lot of time for them to recover. So, you know, that's now tomorrow I will pick a very strong side because I have got great respect for the FA Cup. But it would have been lovely if you could say, well, it's an FA Cup game and then you've got a week to prepare for the next Premier League game. So I'm disappointed that, you know, that the fixtures have thrown up the third round and the fourth round and then follow them up with midweek Premier League games.
And also you have to have respect for the opponents because Bristol City may be in the lower half of the Championship, but they're a tidy club who have been building steadily over the last couple of years.
The FA Cup is all about shocks. And the FA Cup's all about the underdogs winning. And, you know, it's fantastic tomorrow. I think we've nearly sold out, you know, to get 25, 26,000 at the Hawthorns tomorrow for the third round of the FA Cup. You know, City are bringing, you know, 5,000 supporters up, which is wonderful. They'll have that bottom end of the ground to themselves, and the atmosphere should be fantastic. You know, I've just said now, you know, it's going to be cold. might get a bit of snow. You know, it's FA Cup third round. It's something that traditionally, you know, you always relate to. You see the clippings on the telly going back to 60s and 70s with cold, you know, third round, you know, shocks. And you know, it all adds up, hopefully, to a tremendous day with shocks, as long as it's not West Bromwich Albion being one of them.
You've watched them quite a bit in recent weeks. They like to play on the front foot, Bristol City.
I think in the Championship they've played more balls forward into the final third than most teams. They're very direct. They play with the two lads up there, one who's very, very quick. Wilbraham I had at Palace, so I know all about Albie. He's a fantastic lad. Works very, very hard, and he'll make our two centre-halves work for every penny that they're getting paid on Saturday.
FA Cup third round really gets your juices going, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just, you know, Pat is your age, my age. Normally you're a lot older than me. You know, it's just tradition more than anything else. And you know, I've got, you know, great memories of the FA Cup going right back. And I mean right back to black and white. And then, you know, you get the colour ones. And or getting a colour television in our house was absolutely unbelievable when we were younger. And, you know, to see the teams coming out, and it was just a full day. You know, the BBC, ITV or whoever it was at the time, the BBC more than anybody else. You get up in the morning at 8 o'clock and, you know, you'd be watching the telly all the way through. And, you know, different things going on. You'd nick out and have a game of football for a couple of hours, make sure you were back for a bide with me and sit there, watch the game. And then you'd go out and you know, you would replay the game, you know, on the old fields that we used to play on. You know, you'd get out then 20, 30 aside, and you'd play there till 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. You know, there was no one calling you in. There was no one, you know, I can't ever remember my mother and father chasing down the fields, you know, to try and find out where we were and what we were doing. And I don't know how we got on, Pat, because we never ate, did we? You know, we'd go away, we'd go out and play football all day, and I can't remember ever being hungry or thirsty. And we certainly didn't have bottles of water we used to take with us or pack sandwiches.
I'm dashing away a nostalgic tear here, Tony. we were lucky to have a cloud to sleep under, weren't we? But all joking aside, it seems as if you're suggesting that football's getting too Premier League centric.
No,
that,
I don't think the fixtures are organised. Yeah, I don't think it's that. I think, again, it's most probably my generation, Pat. I think the FA Cup is really a special, special competition, and I think we should treat it as a special competition. People in this country should keep things that are special, and the FA Cup is special. And you know, you listen to all these people who interfere, who've got no idea and no understanding of tradition, and you know, they just move things for no reason at all, thinking they're doing what's best for them and best for other individuals, where really and truthfully we should never lose the fact that it is a special, special. Like I said, you come here on Saturday, 27,000 people are turning up. Third round of FA Cup. It's absolutely wonderful. Bristol City are bringing 5,000 supporters. You know, more supporters, I think, than any game they've taken in the Championship this year. You know, we've sold, I think we're 1,000, 2,000 short of selling out. And they'll go because they're walk-ups. So it's going to be a fantastic occasion. And, you know, like I say, I hope to God we get through to the next round. But the occasion's going to be a special occasion.
Are you and Steve Cottrell old adversaries? Have your paths crossed?
Yeah, I bought Steve when I was at Bournemouth and I started management a long, long time ago. Actually, bought Steve. He was at Wimbledon. So I know Steve. It was one of my only mistakes in buying and selling players, Pat, as the lights go out.
On my career, never mind yours. Was he confident then, Steve Cottrell?
Yeah, Steve was. He unfortunately had a bad injury, and that blighted his career at Bournemouth. But he came and played with Fletch. With Steve, you know, I took Fletch from Hartlepool for about £18,000, and then went and got. We sold Jimmy Quinn to Reading, and then we went out and got Cottrell, Joe Parkinson from Wigan, nicked him for about £20,000.
So you'll tell Cottrell he's the worst player you ever signed, will you?
One of the worst.